Leia nodded.
I wonder if Klatooine is actually ready to formally become part of the GA,
Rykan said. All heads turned to him, listening. He leaned forward, his hands frail and liver-spotted, but his eyes alert and intent.
If they're not, granting them membership could be a very negative thing for all involved. It would be much harder for them if we are forced to end their membership than if we take our time in granting it.
I can understand your concern, Leia said. But in a way, this new freedom they have, it's something they've been working toward for 25,000 years.
Then they can wait to get it right,
Rykan continued.
No, sir,
Leia said firmly to the man she had once served under.
The formal membership will tell the Klatooinians that after so long believing themselves only worthy to serve the Hutts, they have the right to come to the table with others, to sit down and have their voices heard by a body they respect. If we deny them that right based on nothing more than our opinion, rather than looking at the facts, then this moment, this opportunity, unique in their history, will be lost.
Jedi Solo, Dorvan said quietly, his eyes more intense than usual as he regarded her. You have the finely honed instincts of a politician and a diplomat. You have years of experience, and you have the Force. In your opinion, are the Klatooinians ready for the challenges that being part of the Galactic Alliance will offer them? Particularly, do you think this former warlord is ready to sit down and solve problems with conversations and insights over a cup of calf, rather than with weapons? Leia did not reply immediately, and Dorvan had not expected her to. She sank back thoughtfully, her eyes unfocused, her lips pursed. After a moment, she nodded firmly.
I do believe it. He is certainly rough around the edges, but he loves his people and will learn to do what is right for them.
A smile curved her lips.
Although he seems fonder of arguing for argument's sake than most.
We should do just fine in the Senate, then, Dorvan said dryly. If Klatooine continues to behave within our laws, it is welcome. Any further objections? There were none.
Even though she was a Jedi, and even though not all agreed with her politics or her actions from time to time, everyone present respected Leia for the service she had given throughout her entire life. Her certainty was enough for them. For now.
Moving on, Dorvan said, taking the next datapad. He smiled slightly. Well, this conversation should go a bit more quickly. Next up for membership is Karras. And as all of us have heard by now, they're submitting Rikari Kem to be their senator.
Karras does have a share of difficulties to overcome, but at least they have her going for them, Darklighter said.
It's a world divided, though,
Tycho said.
I feel a bit bad for the Minyavish. By all accounts, they were not unduly violent toward the Jassar, and yet Kem is forcing exile on them. They've gone from being lords and masters to not even being welcome on their own planet.
The government is apparently working with the Minyavish to help them relocate, Gavin said. And frankly, I can't blame the Jassar for not wanting them around.
He looked over at Dorvan.
What information do we have about how this transfer of power is really working?
In other words, mused Dorvan, what do our spies have to say about it?
It does seem that all is as it appears, he said. It is indeed a world divided, but both leaders seem to support the conclusion that separation is a good idea, and the transition is going as smoothly as can be expected. I imagine that Kem is probably going to request assistance with the issue, but that's a matter for the Senate to vote on. Our duty today is to decide if we wish to accept Karras into the GA. And I, for one, see no reason not to. There were nods around the table. As situations went, this was among the less sticky, and the atmosphere eased somewhat. Dorvan was convinced he even caught Karlist Rykan smiling at one point. Of course, the day was still young.